Hello and welcome. Thank you again to another episode of the Lime Boss Podcast. I'm Heather Gray, aka the Lime Boss. And are you a frustrated professional who's tried everything to conquer their digestive issues, conquer their brain fog, and get rid of your chronic widespread pain? Could it be undiagnosed Lyme disease? It was for me. And if you want to get back to finding that root cause of those issues and stop throwing band-aids on symptoms, give me a holler. That's what we do. So I can help you get back your joy-filled, productive life and stop surviving and start thriving. I'm still working on that. But anywho, today our special guest is Dr. Sue Eisen, and she is the founder of TikTok Naturals. And I'm super, super excited to talk with her today because not only does she have a product that works, but it sounds like she's got a product that's like safe and not using any crappy ingredients and all that fun stuff that really does matter when you're making a product for a person. So it sounds like she's thought of all the awesome things, and the fact that she's also a functional practitioner as well, right, Dr. Sue?
Yes, I am chiropractor by training, but I do functional health and medicine in my practice as well.
That's awesome. What a beautiful combination, chiropractor, functional medicine, and then now. So tell us a little bit of like, well, how long have you been in practice and why Lyme stuff? You know, why, how did you get started with the TikTok? So yeah, go back into your little backstory and let us know how you got here.
Well, first off, I want to thank you for having me on your podcast. Thank you for joining this community. Obviously, we've all gotten here because we were recruited by a tick. I know this is a common thread. I've been practicing over 20 years, first in New Jersey and then in New York. My practice was in Morris County, New Jersey. That's where I got bitten by a tick. And that is how I got down this road. I did have a background of training in molecular biology and biochemistry. So when I was bitten, and I didn't know I was bitten at the time, actually it was in the middle of winter, right around this time of year, which is very odd. But at the time it was odd for me, but now we know it is not.
Right.
I did self-diagnose because I was just very fatigued and I don't know, just had like a myriad of symptoms. I had some knowledge of Lyme disease, having heard about it through another patient who was actually diagnosed through her dentist, of all things. Wow. And it kind of stuck with me, but I started having some of the similar symptomatology that she had. So at any rate, I probably diagnosed in about 3 or so weeks, did my due diligence, knew that I needed antibiotics. And, you know, that was my first and primary objective. Wasn't that easy, you know, was being gaslit by a doctor who was next door to my practice, who I feel indulged me because I was a chiropractor and we had some common patients. But at any rate, I was able, through him and another doctor, to get the needed antibiotics. At the time, I took doxycycline. So during that time, I should say, before I convinced myself that I had Lyme, because I really didn't know straight up, I did a lot of research, and that's where I came across some things. I read everything. I'm just never afraid to do a deep dive into clinical research studies. And that's where I started to formulate, why isn't there a product that actually can be natural and really compete with the synthetic brands? I'm nature girl. Being a holistic chiropractor, everything is organic, non-GMO, you know, and not only in your diet, but as well as, you know, any personal products that you may use on your body. So
absolutely. Most people don't realize that our skin is our largest organ, and whatever we put on our skin ends up in our system within 20 minutes.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can absorb up to 60% of what's in a product. So you do want to make sure whatever is in it is clean and good.
Yeah, that deep offwood beets, you know, that stuff is just so toxic and horrible. But, you know, sometimes thinking about the alternative, which is getting Lyme disease, which is worse. But I thank God that we don't actually have to make that decision mm-hmm. anymore, because we have products like yours out on the market that aren't going to be what's the lesser of the two evils, right?
Yes. Yeah. So
how long ago did you get how long ago was that you got bit by a tick and got Lyme disease?
It was in 2008. And, you know, I started to formulate a product or an idea of what, you know, would be in a repellent. And I started thinking I needed to do this for myself as well as my family. Once I really started learning about Lyme disease and doing more research, it's absolutely scary. And obviously it's just gotten worse over, you know, the ensuing decade. At any rate, so I formulated, I had an idea for a formula and I sat on it. And then one of my patients in the city, who is a publicist, introduced me to Allie Hilfiger. I had gotten a message to her about what happened and, you know, what I had an idea for, you know, developing a product. And so she made that introduction. And then we all kind of like did a little brainstorming. At the time, Allie was still very sick, but, you know, she helped creatively consult, you know, somewhat. Just as far as like, you know, making sure to give blessings on smell, feel, content, what have you. And so that's how TikTok Naturals was born, actually.
What a beautiful time to actually stop and play your commercial on TikTok Naturals. So hold on tight, everybody. We'll be back after this little commercial break and we'll see you soon.
There is no immunity to Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. We can stop the cycle and you can live to roll in the grass again without fear. TikTok Naturals is organic and repels all bugs that carry diseases. It's safe for you and your children. Our formula is hydrophilic, which makes it last longer. Health and Human Services has now recognized our brand. TikTok Naturals, in the woods, your backyard, and the beach, it's for your skin.
Find TikTok Naturals on my website at www.thelimeboss.com. Go to the resource section and find TikTok Naturals. Click on the link and get your bottle today. Be safe.
Welcome back, everybody. Ooh, what an exciting first part. And how did you love that little commercial of hers? Like that, I love that stop motion. Like that was so cool. Did you make that yourself or did you hire someone to do that? Or
well, yes, my sister is a fashion stylist and, you know, she usually works with clothes, but I saw something that she had worked on for a department store. And so I thought, oh, that's so cool. And then we just set it up with a photographer that she works with. It was a laugh riot, actually.
Oh my gosh, I loved it so much when you sent it to me. I was like, I love this commercial. So I hope you guys loved it as much as I do. And I hope that you follow the link in the show notes and get your buckets. I hope you get it by the bucketfuls because everybody should be using this stuff by the bucketfuls. But so tell us a little bit more about, again, so you stopped at the Hilfiger, you know, kind of talking about smell and feel. So dive a little deeper into what makes your product differently and how you ended up coming about defining this
product. Well, I did a lot of research before I even thought I'm going to do this. I went out and bought all of the other products, natural, not so natural, just to see what was in them, how they smelled, what they felt like, what have you. Obviously, I knew that I only wanted to work with clean, organic products or non-GMO products, you know, because anybody who has Lyme disease or even any chronic disease, we know that our detox mechanisms do not function when in a compromised immune system the way that they should. In a normal functioning immune system. But even still, with so much saturation of toxic and GMO products, you know, they raise the inflammatory load and you just reach a saturation level. But put that aside, into another bucket, it's why it is so important to me. So the first thing about our product is that it is chemically different than the other natural products. Our product, or my product, is hydrophilic, which means it's water loving. The other products are hydrophobic, which means that they're waterproof. However, you know, then you have to start putting in mixers, if you will, to break down the oils so that they can blend together, which reduces the efficacy of the product itself and the time of bioactivity that it works. That's the biggest number one problem in natural repellents, that they don't last very long. So with, you know, a hydrophilic product, we don't have to add anything that will break down the bioactivity of the products. Also, if you go into a deep dive of the ingredients of other natural waterproof products, they all have soybean oil and canola oil. And please tell me that they're not, or non-GMO. I have to believe they are GMO, because yeah, 90 to 100% of these products are GMO. If it doesn't say organic, and none of them do, you know, then you're not getting as clean an ingredient as you think.
Well, and even if they weren't non-GMO, they're still inflammatory, and estrogen is still an endocrine disruptor, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, all of our products are also, in the way that they're processed, none of them are processed with chemical extraction methods. They're all done in the most clean, natural processing methods possible. So there's just no hexane or anything, you know, that could be chemically toxic to an individual, whether they are a child or an adult with an, you know, compromised immune system. You can even use this on your animals, dogs, and what have you. So
I know some things that are okay for dogs aren't okay for cats. Is that, have you noticed that?
You know, I don't really recommend that people use them on cats. And I suppose at some point we're going to come up with, you know, a more cat friendly product, but most cats are apartment dwellers anyway. So not sure how much of a need they have.
Right. They have a tendency to keep themselves a lot cleaner than dogs too. So maybe that's mm-hmm. part of why it's not okay to use on cats, because they're constantly grooming themselves. So that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So cool. Well, all right, we'll continue. This is fascinating so far. I'm loving it.
So basically, and also because it's hydrophilic, it lasts longer. Like our product will last up to 4+ hours in and out of the water. Like people, which is, you know, of course, a little bit frightening, knowing that ticks are just everywhere. So it's safe to use with I'm just like losing my thought here. You know, when you're out in the sun, basically, you can use a sunscreen with it. Nice. I do usually tell people to apply sunscreen first and then put on the repellent after. But at any rate, it's just very clean,
hours.
Very
That's
effective.
Incredible.
It just does what it's supposed to do. That's and it's great.
What's it smell like?
Well, as Olivia Goudreau said, like a spa in a bottle, it just smells really fresh and clean and green, and I suppose I should send you a bottle.
I would not, you know, send it back. That's for sure. I would love to check it out. And actually, as soon as I was going to get it on my website, I planned on putting in an order anyway, using my affiliate link, because I do want to check it out. I already knew you were legit because of your background and just during our conversations, I just knew that you cared just to go one step further of not just a tick repellent that was natural, but to actually go a tick repellent that was natural that didn't have any crappy, harmful ingredients in it. So I already.
Like really fleshed everything out with the product line as far as like all the sourced ingredients and done like a real deep dive search to make sure that everything is not only, you know, organic and or non-GMO and clean, but they're actually, the chemical methods of extraction are done properly with no shortcuts. So
are you using
because
CO2
all of this really matters.
So are you using CO2 to extract?
It is, all of it is. Everything is clean. And, you know, the grapeseed oil, which is the carrier oil, is also cold pressed and certified non-GMO.
You truly did think of everything. Like, that's beautiful. Oh
yes.
My gosh, I can't wait. I can't wait. And yeah, I know summer's right around the corner. I need to put in my freaking order because it's going to be any minute now and yes, I'm in Colorado and it's not as prevalent, but like, I just literally got off a client call who lives in Denver, which is 50 miles away from me, who talked about she pulled 4 ticks off her kid already this year.
It's really bad. I mean, it's everywhere, actually.
It is.
And just getting worse every year. I don't know if you read Mary Beth Pfeiffer's book, but it's so true about climate change and the effect that it's had, you know. But we also have the worry that now mosquitoes, it's basically in mosquitoes and spiders and
bed bugs,
you know, fleas and everything. You just can't get away from it. So
That part used to blow my brain when people are like, you can only get it from ticks. I'm like, it is a blood-borne disease. Why on earth would it act any different than any other blood-borne disease? Like, come on, people. So thank you.
So, you know, and then lastly, the one thing I do want to add for your viewers and everyone is that it doesn't matter what kind of disease a tick is carrying, our product will keep the tick from latching on. They just don't. You know, they don't like it, you know, and they will not latch. And if you don't get a bite, you're not going to get sick. So it doesn't matter whether it's Lyme or Babesia or Bartonella or Huasen. I mean, and it's just alpha gal. It just goes on. The list is growing all the time. It works against everything, basically. So no discrimination there.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to try it. And folks, like I said, make sure that you check out the link in the show notes to get yours today. But is there any lasting things that you want to leave with our listeners with?
Yes. Okay. When you're applying repellent, always make sure to fully cover the feet and also like make sure you're covering back of elbows, because mosquitoes that carry disease tend to go for feet and back of elbows. It's not just ticks that we need to worry about. So oftentimes people will not cover their feet and they're wearing sandals, and just, you know, put it on before you put your shoes on, let it soak in and then go out. You know, you'll be much more protected, but obviously, you know, put it on all over your skin. I recommend that people put it on or even use it as a replacement for their body moisturizer or lotion out of the shower, which even has apparently anecdotally extends the time of efficacy. So
wow,
yeah,
that's kind of
cool. Know, but I always say put it on in your house and then just throw the bottle in your bag in case you need it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So if you're going to be out any longer than 4 hours, recommend reapplying, correct?
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. Well, Miss Dr. Sue, I was so awesome having you on today.
So and I'm so meet you.
God bless you for what you've put out in the world. Like, this is truly a blessing, and you're a blessing, and I'm just so honored to know you. So thank you, and everybody have a healthy day.
Thank you.